Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Des Carlos here. Very busy night of football.
It was. I don't know where to start with it. Manchester City kind of tamely went out of the Champions League. They lost 3-1 to Real Madrid. Kylian Mbappe got an excellent hat-trick. So 6-3 in aggregate for the Spanish side. It's City's earliest Champions League exit since they failed to get out of their group back in 2013. But manager Pep Guardiola had no complaints. He said Real were much the better side.
I just congratulate them. They deserve to go through. We didn't deserve. We didn't make a good... It's the first year we didn't make a good Champions League season, and accept it and fight for next season to be here again.
Do Real Madrid look like Champions League winners again to you?
Well, of course it's a contender. Definitely it is. But there are other good teams around. Will be interesting Champions League this season.
And how far away do you feel your team are to winning the Champions League again?
I don't know if it's the right question when you are out in that position. So the Champions League had to qualify, and after me, all the process. So we were so lucky to be for many years in this competition. We were so satisfied to win it once, arrive at finals another one. And the process, we have to accept that right now, this season, we are not close enough to be there, and we'll see what happens in the future.
What is the objective now, Pep, for the rest of the campaign?
A win Liverpool next game, and qualify for the Champions League next season.
He's a tough time ahead, Pep Guardiola. Defender Ryan Flamingo, meanwhile, scored an extra time winner to give PSV Eindhoven a famous 3-1 home win against Juventus. They overturned the first leg. They go through to the last 16, as do PSG, who ran riot against Brest. They won 7-0 on the night, 10-0 on aggregate. And Borussia Dortmund advance on a 3-0 aggregate against Sporting Lisbon. Well, in the Premier League, it was a great game between Liverpool and Aston Villa. A thrilling 2-2 draw at Villa Park. Mo Salah put Liverpool ahead on 29 minutes, but Villa led by half-time with goals from Youri Tielemans and Ollie Watkins. Trent Alexander-Arnold levelled in the second half. Liverpool are now 8 points ahead of Arsenal, but they've played a game more. Arne Slot's side go to Manchester City on Sunday. There's more European football tonight with ties in the Europa League and Conference League. Irish eyes obviously on the sellout tie in Tallaght, where Shamrock Rovers take a 1-0 lead into their game with Molde. The Rovers manager Stephen Bradley yesterday launched a scathing attack on the FAI's leadership and feels what he called their disgraceful treatment of Colin Healy smacks of arrogance. He was quite emotional about Colin Healy's situation. Colin Healy, the assistant coach to the Irish women's team, his wife had passed away, and Healy has submitted a formal complaint to the FAI over the handling of his departure. He understood he was being retained and turned down a job.
Yeah.
But Bradley said he doesn't feel the right people are running Irish football currently. He said, looking at the treatment of Colin, they don't understand Irish people and football. He said, football isn't about PowerPoint presentations. The Irish rugby team to play Wales in Cardiff on Saturday will be named at 9 o'clock this morning. Several changes are expected. Speculation that Dan Sheehan will be named as captain. And Jack Conan says, despite having 2 wins under their belt, the Irish squad are continually trying to improve.
Absolutely. And even last week when the mini camp, you know, you're coming into camp off the back of a win, and straight away you're looking at things. Why did we do this wrong? What's happened here? What are you thinking here? We've got to get better. We have to improve, you know. So there's no paping over in the cracks, and sometimes that with winning that happens where you feel, oh, we won, you know, it's all right, we don't do that, and we're always looking to improve and always looking to get better. So as much as we know they've had a bit of controversy and tough times over the last while, we're focusing on ourselves and about us personally getting better, because we know there is that scope for improvement.
At the Honda LPGA event in Thailand this morning, Leona Maguire is 2 over par after 15 holes, 12 shots behind the leader, Aki Iwa of Japan. The Irish men's basketball team play in Switzerland this evening in their World Cup pre-qualifier. World champion Luke Littler is the star attraction at tonight's Premier League darts in Dublin. And racing this afternoon is at Punchestown.